Sarah Day here, sitting in for Elias. We're into the final half hour of the show. Elias returns tomorrow. Well, on September 16th, 2022, Mahsa Amini was a relatively healthy 22-year-old Iranian woman. She had just been admitted to university and was planning to study law. Allegedly, she was picked up by local police for because her hijab did not conform to the very strict restrictions put out by the Iranian government. The authorities say that she died from a heart attack while in police custody, but eyewitnesses and family and friends say that she died after being severely beaten while in police custody. Mahsa's death has galvanized not just people in Iran, but across the world in rallying for greater rights and freedoms for Iranian women. This has been felt, of course, in diasporic communities, including the many Iranians that live across Canada. One of them is Montrealer Paris Mansouri, who is a longtime contributor to CJAD 800 and a journalist as well. And I'm proud to say also a friend. Paris joins me on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Sarah. Honestly, I have to put a massive, halo and light on you. As a journalist, as a Montrealer, as a producer, I know that you come across a lot of topics, and I have to say that to see how free and fair you are with your coverage is incredible, and the fact that you give airtime to this story is really, really incredible, especially after 6 months. You were among some of the first producers who were interested in covering this story. And I know that for a lot of people, it's like, wait, is that still going on? So thank you so much for still talking about it.
Of course, Paris, thank you for that. To get into what happened with Mahsa, what my thinking was, yeah, sometimes things happen, they explode, and they're kind of in front of us day to day. We hear it on the radio, we go online, and we see it on our TV, we read it in our newspapers. But at some point, you and I have to admit, as journalists, things kind of fade a little bit, right? We get an onslaught of some things that are not so important to our daily lives, but it's interesting because it's happening. And then some of the things that are very important with a capital I can fade away. And my thinking was, it has been a couple of months. What's the latest on that? And I would see kind of like things on Facebook. People would share, like, can you believe this is happening? Now, there's little tidbits that get out. Maybe they're not entirely true. There's kind of like things that circulate on social media. Other things you'd have to dig a little deeper because it's not front page and to find out what's going on. This came to mind because I was headed over to the Siegel Center for a new play called English. It's by an Iranian Californian writer, and it's about not just women's rights, but really about language learning in Iran. Four students taking a class to learn English in addition to their native Farsi. And I was kind of thinking, like, what's the latest on that? I then realized it was Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, on Sunday, and I got in touch with you, and you said, I'm willing to come on to talk about this. Anyways, I just blabbed a lot. What is the latest in terms of, like, the protests? Is there an ongoing regular protest movement still keeping Mahsa's name at the front of the line in Iran?
There are continuous protests around the country, and there are constantly sparks that ignite anger across the nation. Most recently, we've heard of the poisoning of over thousands of girls across 200 schools in 25 of Iran's 31 provinces, where there's been this gas that's been emitted into the school system, and literally thousands have been hurt by it and hospitalized by it. The Islamic regime says they've arrested 100 people, but basically what's believed is that the regime is responsible for the emission of these gases. They're the only ones who would have full access to the network of pipelines across the nation. That's just one thing. But most recently, Sarah, this past Monday, Javed Rehman, he's a special rapporteur to the United Nations, and he reported on Monday to the UN Human Rights Council that, quote, he was alarmed by the scale and gravity of the reported cases of murder, imprisonment, enforced disappearance, torture, assault, and persecution that the Iranian people have been subject to, not only in the past 3 months, but over the course of the past 44 years. And when it comes to protests, Iranians have taken to the streets since 1979, since this regime took power, the Islamic regime took over, and really basically changed all laws, completely disseminating women's rights and considering basically making them second-class citizens in their own nation and just abolishing any sort of freedom that had been fought for so hard for so long.
I'm speaking with Paris Mansouri, who is a Persian Montrealer. We're taking a look at the situation in Iran. Even if it's not in the front of your newspaper, there's still things that are going on there. I wanted to turn back to the poisoning for a second, because I think that the people in charge have had to acknowledge, obviously, this like wide-scale allegations of girls falling sick while in school. Like, there was just such a great number of people affected that they had to address it. They say they're looking into it, right? But what's the theory about what happened? Like, is the government literally retaliating against teenage girls?
That is the belief, Sarah. And unfortunately, the gas isn't the only way. There are reports that they have basically, government officials have gone into high schools around the country. Several high schools have reported this case of essentially when there's been girls' schools and girls taking part in protests to scare them. What they have done is they've had officials go into the schools and show these girls adult content, quite terrifying adult content that's quite violent. And again, this is a daytime show. I don't want to go into the details, but quite gruesome, and threatening these girls, saying this is going to happen to you if you continue to protest. This is the length the government is willing to go to in Iran to stifle the voices of women.
Paris, with the Iranian New Year on the weekend, Nowruz, this is a time where people gather, they break bread, they eat, they're with family. Has this topic of the ongoing turmoil been something that people have been discussing when they've been getting together with their family and friends?
Absolutely. So starting on the first day of New Year, which was on Monday at 5:24 p.m., so the beginning of spring is the beginning of Persian New Year, celebrated by 300 million people worldwide, not just in Iran. And a lot of times what we're finding is that the conversations are reverting to, should we celebrate? It's such a dark time in our country's history. Should we really take this opportunity to sing and dance and do all the things that we do? And we know that there's a lot of people who are apprehensive about that, but there are literally over 20,000 people right now in jail in Iran sitting there who have fought for their freedom, who have fought for the right to do these things, to celebrate. So in their honor and in remembering the ones that we lost, we will continue to celebrate, but it is not with difficulty. And so I highly encourage, if you know an Iranian or somebody who's celebrating Nowruz, please wish them a happy new year, and please encourage them to keep the celebration going and hopefully see this dark time in our nation through.
So poignantly put, Paris, thank you for giving this update. We'll continue to follow this story. Obviously, it's the forefront for you. And I forgot to mention, happy Nowruz to you, Paris Mansouri.
Thank you so much. Happy Nowruz to everyone celebrating. Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
Appreciate it, Paris. Paris Mansouri is a journalist based in Montreal, and she's been a contributor to CJD 800 through the years. And it was great to check in with her and to get that update of a difficult story that we don't always hear about as much, but it is ongoing, reaching into its 6-7 month ongoing protests in Iran. There was a rally in Montreal 2 weekends ago, so you can keep up to speed with the Persian community there. They are continuing to plan protests and rally. I'm sure as the weather improves, we'll see more of this happening across this country.